report says fake check scams are becoming more widespread. The Better Business Bureau study finds billions of dollars of fake checks circulate every year. Scammers fool their victims using checks that appear to come from real companies. The scam is called an exploding epidemic. And Tony DeCopel is here to show us how it works.
Tens of thousands of people fall victim to these scams every year. Here's how they work. Scammers will send consumers a fake check and then ask them to send some money to accounts set up for fake business purposes. But the checks often bounce back days later. We spoke to one victim who was looking for extra work to help pay her college tuition.
They were offering me money to have me represent PepsiCo.
College student Ariane Jacobs from Oakland, California, said scammers sent her an email in March appearing to be from another student. They offered her $250 a week to have an advertisement for Mountain Dew wrapped around her car.
All I have to do is just drive my car around and just live my normal life while advertising for them.
She sent in her application and received a nearly $5,000 check with instructions to deposit it in her bank account. She then withdrew $3,500 and deposited it in the alleged scammer's account to cover the installation of the advertisement. Soon after, Jacobs Bank alerted her that the check was fake, and she owed the bank that $3,500 that she withdrew.
I was actually really counting on that to pay a huge portion of my tuition.
Steve Baker is an investigator with the Better Business Bureau.
We think there may be 500,000 victims in the United States of this every year.
In a new report, the Better Business Bureau warns that regular checks, cashier's checks, and money orders can all be forged. They found fake check fraud in reports about employment frauds, sweepstake frauds, and smaller numbers in areas such as bogus grants, tech support, online purchase fraud, and rental frauds.
What they all have in common is that the check is counterfeit, and just because the money is credited to your account does not mean the check is good.
The FTC and FBI received nearly 30,000 complaints about check fraud last year. Combined, they reported total losses of nearly $40 million. People in their 20s accounted for 21% of FTC complaints in the last 2 years. The Postal Inspection Service said it seized $62 billion in fake checks in 2017 alone.
If you get a check from somebody who is not a family member or in person or is not a payroll check, you need to wait at least 2 weeks to be sure that that check really is good and it's not counterfeit.
Now, Jacobs, the college student, says she paid back that $3,500 with help from her parents. The Better Business Bureau said these scams seem to originate from Nigeria. There are large and organized networks there, and they say consumers should do their research and try to independently verify any information provided by anybody, particularly online. The report is called Don't Cash That Check, but here's the thing. If you do cash it, the bank will put it in your account. Doesn't mean the check is good. Don't start withdrawing it anytime soon.
Yeah, wait till it's clear.